mighty challenge.
Yes, we are not messing around. This is very serious business. The mighty challenge. If you'd like to play, it is time to get in the queue. 1-300-800-222. How many questions will there be? Who knows? That depends on how quick you are to answer. Matthew from Abbotsford in Melbourne. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How was your Christmas?
I had a very quiet Christmas, to be honest. I had a big Christmas Eve with my boys and partners and family. I had a very quiet Christmas day, but I was at the cricket today.
Okay, that's nice.
We had a great time.
I've got quite a few angry texters on from Western Australia and Tassie at the moment. They've got the cricket on the listen app, but they wanted nightlife.
They really?
Yeah, they love a bit of nightlife and cricket in the nighttime. It's not going down very well, but I'm sure there's lots of cricket lovers out there who are completely into it. All right. Now, Matthew, you are first caller off the rank. Right.
Oh,
so there's,
is that right?
There's five categories. Have you played the Mighty Challenge before?
No, not at all.
All right, great. Me neither. Look at us go. All right, so here's five categories. Because you're first cab off the rank, you get to choose the starting category. So when you, hopefully, you will get 10 right in a row, which means you'll be the winner of the very special black magnet. And you keep going past the 10 questions, though. So if you get 10 right, you already get a prize and you can keep on going. And as soon as you get one wrong, that's the end of the line for you. Then we'll take our next caller. They have to also answer that question before they can choose their category of choice. All right, Matthew, our five categories.
Totally understand.
Yeah, good, great.
No problem.
Our five categories, that was the week that was, Boxing Day, the cricket, words that can follow great, and St. Stephen's Day. Which category would you like to kick off with?
I think I'll go to cricket.
Of course you will. Of course you will. All right.
Yeah.
Question one. Which style of play is named after England coach Brendan McCullum?
Baseball.
That is absolutely correct. Hey, listen, there's a little sound effect that my producer Sophie told me to put in my thing, but I don't even know what it is. Shall we listen to it? Let's have a listen to this little sound effects, Matthew, and see where we should place it. Oh, that's nice. Is that for correct, Soph? Soph, is that for correct?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm looking through the glass. I'm looking for a nod, Soph, or a shake of the head. She said, it's for the next category. Oh, I've just played it at random. There you go. We're already breaking the rules. All right. You've already got one question right, Matthew, from Melbourne. Question number two. Who holds the record for the most test wickets taken by an Australian off-spin bowler?
Shane Warne, great Shane Warne.
No, that's not right.
No, really?
No, I know. You're very, very confident, but no, that's not the right answer. Sorry about that, Matthew.
Like that.
But it was lovely to have a chat, though.
Thank you.
All right, you keep enjoying your Boxing Day. John from Ashfield in Sydney, hello.
How are you, Mel? How are you going?
I'm going really well, actually. I'm enjoying the quiz so far. Now, you've got a question up for grabs that's in the cricket category before you've got to get this one right before you can choose your own category. So you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who holds the record for the most test wickets taken by an Australian off-spin bowler? Not Shane Warne.
Would it be Nathan Lyon?
That is correct. Oh. Now, because you got that question right, you can choose the category now. Do you know what they are?
I might stick in the cricket category. Thank you, Mel.
No, it's all right. All right. Question number three in the quiz. Which country won the 2025 Women's Cricket World Cup?
Was it India?
It was India. All right. So that's you've got two questions right now, John. All right. You've only got eight more to get your magnet.
I've got a new PB now. I've got two in a row.
Well, I'm very excited to be a witness to that.
It's good so far anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if you can keep that roll on. In which year did England last win the Ashes?
I'll be guessing 2011?
No, that's not right, John. Well, you got your new PB, so you can hold on to that now, okay?
Yeah. Suzanne will be proud of me anyway.
I'll leave a note for her on her desk, John, and let her know how well you went. Okay. Thank you so much for the call today, John. That was John from Ashfield in Sydney. Kylie from Daysdale, hello.
Oh, hello there, Mel. How are you? Happy New Year to all your listeners. Look, I'm just going to have a stab in the dark
here. All right, go stab away.
2017.
Oh, no. So we know it's not 2011. It's not 2017.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much. Now, if you want to play 1-300-800-222. So the current question we're on, in which year did England last win the Ashes? We are in the midst of the Mighty Challenge, where the rules are simply be nice, play nice, and be kind. There are a few other rules, but they are the main ones. In which year did England last win the Ashes? If you're keen to play, 1-300-800-222, I'd love to hear from you to jump in the queue for the Mighty Challenge.
Sun's out, sponge out. Steve Smith's 100 not out. Wickets while you work. This is summer.
Don't let life get in the way of the Ashes. Catch every ball live and ad-free on the ABC Listen app.
Yes, you are listening to ABC Radio Nightlife. It's really great to be playing the Mighty Challenge with you. So we had John, he beat his personal best. Matthew was off to a great start as well. And the question that's currently up for grabs is, in which year did England last win the Ashes? So if you think you know what the answer is to that, now's the time to jump on the phone and give me a buzz, 1-300-800-222. The categories for tonight's quiz are the week that was, Boxing Day, the cricket, words that can follow great, and St. Stephen's Day. All right, so there's five categories. This is the way that it works. If you haven't yet played, the Mighty Challenge is, there's five categories, which I've just read out to you. And when you get an answer correct, when you first get on the phone, you can then choose the category of your choice. So that's how it works. 1-300-800-222. And Kate has asked that please repeat the answer that the caller gives, especially the correct answer. If it's muffled or you don't quite get it, I will repeat the answer. Thank you very much for that, Kate. And a couple of you are jumping in on the text line. Anonymous, no, that's not it. David from Taree, no, you're a fair way off, David from Taree. You've got to move it up by quite a few years there. Let's see what Andrew in Otford has to say. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Where's Otford?
It's south coast, above Stanmore Park Beach.
Ah, okay, so New South Wales we're talking here.
Oh, yes, sorry, yeah, New South Wales, yeah.
Yes, it's hard to remember sometimes when you're in New South Wales about the rest of the country, isn't it? We're going national around here, Andrew. You're on national radio right now. So do you think you know the answer to this question? In which year did England last win the Ashes?
I believe it's 1983.
No, that's not it. Oh, I had so much faith in you, Andrew, that you were going to get that one right. How was your Christmas, Andrew?
Yeah, real good. Had a wonderful Boxing Day celebration today, and Christmas Eve was very good. So, yeah, had a quiet one on Christmas Day at home.
Oh, so you were just, you know, resting yesterday to save yourself up for today.
Pretty much, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds lovely. I love people who mix up Christmas and do things a little bit differently. And, Andrew, I'm sorry that you couldn't progress in the quiz tonight, but thank you so much for your call.
All the best. Have a great one.
Yeah, thank you so much. Andrew, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm going great. Now, it looks like your suburb would be pronounced Mangatang.
Correct.
That is the best named suburb in Australia. That is fantastic. Yeah, whereabouts is Mangatang?
It's in the middle of northern Victoria.
Okay. Is it lovely there?
Northwestern Victoria, so just kind of near Mildura.
Is it lovely? Is it a lovely place to live?
It's a very small place, yeah.
What's the best thing about Mangatang?
Probably the scenery around. There's lots of bushes and forests. It's quite nice.
Yeah, nice. So it's nice for people. They might be introverts, don't want to be in the big city or congested.
Well, if you want to live in the middle of nowhere, then yeah.
It's the place for you. Okay, Andrew from Mangatang. I'm just going to keep saying it. In which year did England last win the Ashes?
I think it was 2015.
That is correct. All right, I'm going to scratch that one off. Oh, you get to choose the category now. So we can stay in cricket, we can go to Boxing Day, we can go to the week that was, St. Stephen's Day, or words that can follow great.
Words that can follow great.
Oh, I like this category. I've got paper out here. Can you hear me rustling around? We never do anything on paper anymore, but I've gone old school for the quiz tonight. All right, question one in the category, the words that can follow great. We've changed categories, so I'm going to use this sound effect. There we go. What is the title of U2's third studio album?
Oh.
What is the title of U2's third studio album? What do you think, Andrew from Mangatang? Chuck a word out there.
Late?
No, it's not great late. But thank you so much for playing tonight, Andrew. You have a good one. David from Mount Waverley in Victoria. Hello.
Hello, Mel. Good evening. Good morning to you and to the listeners.
Yes, good morning to you as well. Now, what is the title of U2's third studio album?
Is it a three-letter word?
Yes.
No, you can't give me clues. You're not supposed to give clues.
I don't know. I didn't know what to do with that. You were just testing me, weren't you? Okay. I've already answered, but yes.
It's war.
That is correct. All right. So, David, now that you've answered that question, would you like to stay with this category, words that can follow great, or would you like to switch it up?
I'd like to go back to the cricket, please.
All righty. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, who is the all-time highest run scorer in international cricket?
Sachin Tendulkar.
Yes, I'm glad you said that because I was really going to reveal how little cricket I knew when I couldn't properly pronounce his name. And I know, though, that he is one of the greatest cricketers of all time. That is correct, David. So that you've got two on the you've got two runs on the board. But that actually finishes all of our questions now in the cricket category, which means you have to choose another category. Either the week that was, Boxing Day.
We'll go to the week that was.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, question one in the week that was. Which former MP for Higgins died this week at the age of 59?
Dr. Katie.
Yes, correct. Keep going.
I can't think of her surname. She ran in Chisholm for the, which is my electorate, Dr. Katie Gallagher or something like that.
You know what? That's not her last name, but Dr. Katie is who I'm after. It's Dr. Katie Allen. She was one of five Liberal MPs to cross the floor and side with Labor on amendments to the Religious Discrimination Bill back in 2022. So, David, I'm going to give you that one, which means you are at three in a row. Have you played the quiz before?
Many moons ago.
Okay. Yeah. How did you go then? Are you beating your personal best right now?
I have won the magnets in the past.
Oh, okay. Righty. Oh, I'm getting lots of texts on the text line telling me that it's Manangatang. No, I was going Mangatang. I left out a syllable. It's actually Manangatang. That makes it even, it's even better. How could that? I did not think that that name of that town could get any better, but there you go. Mm. All right. Okay. Question two in the week that was. What is the name of the tropical cyclone that is threatening the Cocos Islands?
Oh, I'm normally pretty good on that. I'm going to count it down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and say goodbye.
Oh. Goodbye, David. Thank you so much. You were doing so well there. David from Waverley in Mount Waverley in Victoria there. Got three in a row. So you can get on a roll with it. I recommend not leaving it to the end because I know that there's players who like to think that that's the strategy. But you could get 10 in a row. I mean, David got close there at three, sort of close, almost a third of the way through to winning another black magnet. But you could pull off all 10 in a row. So we've crossed out cricket. The categories that we have left are Boxing Day, the week that was, St. Stephen's Day, and words that can follow great. And the question that's currently up for grabs is, what is the name of the tropical cyclone that is threatening the Cocos Islands? Okay. What is the name of the tropical cyclone that is threatening the Cocos Islands? Yes, Karen from Mullumbimby. Karen from Mullumbimby, you have been actually getting several right now on the text line. So I think that perhaps tonight's your night to be brave and give me a buzz. David from Mount Waverley in Victoria, who just played, who got three in a row. As soon as he stopped talking to me, he got the right answer and he's texted that correct answer in. But unfortunately, it was just a moment too late there, David. But I did love playing the quiz with you. Harry from, where are you? In the bay. Which bay are we talking about, Harry?
Let's call it Sunday Bay.
Sunday Bay. Oh, I like that. That's
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday, indeterminate time in the future. Sunday.
Sunday Bay. All right. Okay, I gotcha. All right, Harry, the question currently up for grabs is, what is the name of the tropical cyclone that is threatening the Cocos Islands?
Grant, isn't it?
It is Grant. That is correct. All right. Now you can choose to move categories or stay with the week that was.
What are our options?
Boxing Day. Cricket's already gone. That's finished. Words that can follow great or St. Stephen's Day?
Words that can follow great.
All right. I like that category too. All right. This is question two in this category for you, Harry, in Sunday Bay. What is the surname of the British explorer who led the Terra Nova Antarctic expedition of 1910? To 13. We talked about this on Nightlife last week. What do you think? What is the surname of the British explorer who led the Terra Nova Antarctic expedition of 1910 to 13?
Was that Scott?
It was Scott. That is correct. All right. Number three, words that can follow great. In geometry, which 3D object is defined as a polyhedron formed by connecting a polygonal base and an apex? Polygonal base?
Pyramid.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. I feel like I've got a fun fact for you here about that. No, not on that one. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Which item of clothing is known as a mantou in French and an abrigo in Spanish?
Ooh. A coat.
That is correct as well. What are we up to? How many have you got there, Harry? Is that three? Let's see, we've got one, two, three. No, that's four for you.
Oh, good, eh?
All right, you're up to four. I'm just going to keep my tally alive here. Okay, next one. This is the last question in this category, Harry. By what name is the fictional United Network Command for Law and Enforcement more commonly known?
Say that again.
By what name is the fictional United Network Command for Law and Enforcement more commonly known?
Oh, Uncle.
That is correct. All right. Well, that means that you are at five questions correct in a row, Harry. And that also means that we are at the end of the questions in that category. So the categories that we have left are St. Stephen's Day. We've got a couple left in the week that was, and Boxing Day.
Let's try St. Stephen's Day.
All righty. Which famous Olympic underdog was born 14th of October 1973 in Camden, New South Wales?
What's his name? Bradbury.
That is correct. Stephen Bradbury, he was awarded the key to the city of Brisbane in 2002 after his Olympic medal win. There you go. All right. Harry, you are at six. Next question in St. Stephen's Day category. How many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won?
Ooh. That's just a guess. Let's go seven.
No, it's not seven, unfortunately, Harry. But what a cracker of a run you just had. Six in a row. That's amazing.
Oh, good, eh?
Thank you so much for playing tonight, Harry from Someday Bay. Sam from one bay to another. Sam from Harvey Bay. Oh, no, Harvey, Western Australia, not Harvey Bay. Hello.
Hello. Suzanne, is it?
Yeah, this is Mel. I'm Suzanne's stunt double for this evening. So
okay.
Would you like me to ask this question again, Sam?
Okay.
How many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won?
We've had seven, haven't we?
That's correct. We've had seven. Yep.
Is it less than seven?
I don't think I can give any clues. I mean, I get so roused on if I do.
I'm probably wrong. I'll say three.
That is correct. Good guess there, Sam from Harvey in WA. All right. Set at Ewan High School, what is the title of Stephen King's debut?
Can I do the week it was, please?
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry. So you know the rules better than me. Okay, let's flip over to the week that was. In which world capital was Greta Thunberg arrested this week?
I'll say Moscow.
No, not Moscow. But thank you so much, Sam.
All right.
If you want to play the quiz, the question that we've currently got up for grabs is, in which world capital was Greta Thunberg arrested this week? Now, we're really getting to the pointy end. We've only got a few questions left in St. Stephen's Bay. We've got all of Boxing Day category left. We've only got two questions left in the week that was. With the current question, in which world capital was Greta Thunberg arrested this week? Grant on the text line, you are correct. Adrian at Bella Vista, you are also correct. Now, I've had a text in about Steven Spielberg's. How many Academy Awards did he win? Someone has said he's only won twice for Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan. This is true that he won for those two movies, but he actually won two Academy Awards for Schindler's List. He won Best Director and Best Picture, and then he won Best Director for Saving Private Ryan. So there you go. So we are in the midst of the quiz right now. We've got a question that's up for grabs. Who's going to go for it? Chris, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Whereabouts around this fine land are you tonight?
Cogra.
Where's Cogra?
It's in the St. George district of Sydney.
Okay, rightio. How is it there this morning?
Well, it's very calm tonight. Not much happening.
Okay, that's good.
A little bit cool. Whereabouts, which city are you in?
I'm in Brisbane right now.
Okay. Mm. Well, Cogra is quite a well-known suburb of Sydney.
Okay. It shows I haven't been. I did live in Sydney. I lived in Bondi, though. So I think when you're living in the eastern suburbs, you don't know much about the rest of the place. You're a bit self-absorbed.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. You're very brave to admit it.
So let's go, Chris, shall we, with this quiz question. Currently up for grabs is this question. In which world capital was Greta Thunberg arrested this week?
Yeah, well, it was a rather sad little scene. She didn't seem to be doing anything particularly outrageous. She just seemed to be sitting down holding a placard, but it was London.
It was London. That is right, Chris. Okay, now, do you want to change categories or do you want to go for one more question in the week that was?
Yeah, we'll stick with this week that was,
Okay, rightio. Who did Susan Lee accuse of not having shed a single tear over the Bondi Beach shooting?
That was Miss Wong.
That is correct. All right, Chris from Cogra, that is too correct. You have to change categories now because there's no more questions left in the week that was. We've got left Boxing Day and we've got a couple of questions left in St. Stephen's Day.
St. Stephen's Day? I don't even know what that is.
Do you want to give it a crack?
No, better make it Boxing Day.
Okay. All right, to Boxing Day. Which Australian boxer defeated the previously unbeaten Anthony Velasquez, that's not how you say it, I've butchered that, last week?
Oh, so this just happened this week, I gather.
Yep. Which Australian boxer defeated the previously unbeaten Anthony Velasquez last week?
Unfortunately, I don't really follow boxing to any great degree, so I'm going to have to pass that on to the next contestant.
All right. Well, thank you so much, though, for playing tonight. Chris Lance in Adelaide. Hello.
G'day, how are you?
I'm good. If you live in Adelaide, do you say Lance or Lance?
Oh, please yourself. I get both.
All right. I'm going to stick with Lance. All right. Question up for grabs is, which Australian boxer defeated the previously unbeaten Anthony, I'm saying Velasquez, but I know that's not going to be it. It's going to be like Velasquez or something like that, last week. Do you know who the Australian boxer is?
No, I rang up for the, my dog's behind me making a noise. Hang on, let me lose the dog up the hallway.
Okay, quickly. All right, Harry in the Bay. Harry, you've got the correct answer. That is right on the text line, yes?
No, I rang up for the Greta Thunberg thing. I knew that was London, but the boxing one, that's not my field of expertise. I don't know a thing about boxing.
Do you know any boxers?
not really.
All right.
New ones anyway. No, okay. Sorry, that's a bad luck.
That's all right. Thank you so much for playing tonight, Lance from Adelaide. Gaylene, you're ringing me up again. I feel so lucky.
Oh, it's okay. Yes. Well, it's just a special day for me. Ring up this morning, every year, just to let people, the listeners, know it's my birthday today. Oh, a very special birthday.
Okay.
I'll be 70.
70, Gaylene.
Mm.
Oh, well, happy, happy birthday to you. What have you done for your birthday? Is it just it's just your birthday in the last sort of 45 minutes?
Yes, on the 27th of December.
Okay, right. Well, the last hour and 45 minutes it's been your birthday. Well, have you managed to do something celebratory at this time of the morning?
Oh, well, I'm making chocolates, which is one of my favourite pastime.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that, as you should be on your birthday, Gaylene.
Mm.
Now, Gaylene, you've rung up. I've got you on the phone right in the middle of a boxing question. How do you feel about boxing?
Confident, no.
All right. Okay. Well, do you want to have a go at this? You want to have a go at this question?
Yes, please.
All right. Which Australian boxer defeated the previously unbeaten Anthony Velasquez last week?
Not Anthony Mundine.
No, not Anthony Mundine, but I love that you had a go, though. Thank you, Gaylene, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Good. Thank you so much.
Gaylene, stay listening because I will, at the end of the quiz, I'm going to play you a special birthday song, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. You have a beautiful day. Alex from West Ryde, hello.
Hi.
Okay. Do you know the question?
If you can read it out, it'll be helpful.
All right. Which Australian boxer defeated the previously unbeaten Anthony? I wish someone would tell me how to pronounce this. Sov, can you look up how to pronounce this last name, please? I'm talking to my producer, Anthony Velasquez, last week.
Was it Trevor?
It wasn't Trevor. Do you even have a last name for Trevor?
Junior?
No, not Trevor. Junior. Thank you so much for playing tonight, Alex. Steve, hello.
Well, speaker there.
Hello, Steve. Hello. Can you hear me, Steve?
Oh, yes, I've been listening to you. I've been watching the cricket as well. So, sorry, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Mel Bampton. Steve,
Mel.
Hi. Whereabouts in Australia are you?
I'm in Tokemoor on the Murray, down from between the Yarrawonga and the Echuca.
Yeah, okay. Nice part of the world.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yes.
Although a cool one today, it was only 23.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that is quite cool. I would have had my fluffy jacket on at 23 degrees, being a Queenslander and all.
Two layers on, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, question for you, Steve, is which Australian boxer defeated the previously unbeaten Anthony, last name I can't pronounce, Velasquez, last week?
Oh, that was Tim Zhu, I think.
That is Tim Zhu. Thank you so much for answering that so I didn't have to butcher that person's name again. To the nearest 5 kilograms, what is the upper limit for a lightweight?
Oh, lightweight. about, say, 47 kilograms.
No, no, that's not correct, Steve. Thank you so much for playing tonight, though. Alex Westwright. Oh, hang on a minute. That's not you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hello. Didn't I just speak to you, Alex?
Yes, you did, but you forgot to cut the line.
Oh, when you're still waiting there so patiently. Sorry about that, Alex. I'll sort you out. Gail from Wollongong. Hello.
Hi.
Now, Gail, it's a boxing question. Do you like the boxing?
Well, my family sort of has an interest in sport in general, but a lot of cricket and rugby league and stuff, so.
Well, I hope that you've absorbed some boxing knowledge. To the nearest 5 kilograms, what is the upper limit for a lightweight?
Say about 60 kilos.
Yes, 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 yes. So that was to the nearest 5 kilos. It's 61 kilos, but that is correct. We're in the Boxing Day category. Do you want to stick to that or do you want to move to the St. Stephen's Day category?
Oh, I'll stick to where I'm at the moment.
All right. So that one was about the nearest the lightweight. So, and did you know that many boxers had to cut down to reach these certain limits? They use strict diets and dehydration methods before rehydrating and gaining weight back to be back where they need to be by fight night. It's commitment, isn't it? All right. Okay. Yeah. Gail from Wollongong. Which YouTuber's jaw was broken during an exhibition match with Anthony Joshua last weekend?
Well, this one, I'll admit, I do not know, so I'll let you go to somewhere else.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing tonight, Gail in Wollongong. Jack in Iluka, hello.
Oh, g'day.
Now, this question, do you need it again or are you good to go?
I don't think I got it. Anthony Joshua is a boxer.
That's the boxer, and he broke the jaw of someone in an exhibition match, and this person was a YouTuber.
Is a YouTuber person, and no, I don't know the YouTuber person.
Oh, there was quite a bit of excitement about it. I don't think he's very popular on YouTube.
I'll be one of them, kick myself after, but.
It might be one of those. Well, if you get it afterwards, just text me and let me know so I can still read out your name and give you some glory, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye, Jack. Sarah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. We're still on this question here. Which YouTuber's jaw was broken during an exhibition match with Anthony Joshua last weekend?
Well, I've got two I'm going through in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Jake Paul?
It was Jake Paul. That is correct. All right, now you can either change category. You can stay with Boxing Day or you can move to St. Stephen's Day.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't really matter for me. I'm a bit useless in both categories, so.
Well, you've proven incorrect that you're useless so far because you've got one right. So which one are you feeling, Boxing Day or St. Stephen's Day?
I think I'm going to go Boxing Day.
All right, you're going to stick with it? Okay. The USA has the most Olympic gold medals in boxing. Which Caribbean country has the second most?
Boxing?
Yes.
Is that the clue?
Yep. Well, it's not a clue, but the question is, the USA has the most Olympic gold medals in boxing. Which Caribbean country has the second most? Pick a country in the Caribbean. Okay, Sarah. Yep.
I'm gonna pluck something out of the air, and I'm quite ignorant in this field.
Okay. Got to be quick.
Yeah.
I might have to move Jamaica? You along there, Sarah. We've got to.
Jamaica?
No, not Jamaica. But thanks for playing tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. We're going to go off to Darwin. Hello, Craig.
G'day. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How's your knowledge of boxing?
No good.
No good. Oh, well, at least this one, you can just pick a Caribbean country and it's not Jamaica. Okay, the question again is, the USA has the most Olympic gold medals in boxing. Which Caribbean country has the second most?
Yeah, well, I think I would have just said Caribbean, which is obviously not wrong. I mean, not right.
No, not right. It's not Caribbean. No, that's not the country. But thank you so much for playing tonight, Craig. You have yourself a lovely evening. What are you going to do today in Darwin when the sun comes up?
Probably, don't know. It depends if the sun comes up at all. It's monsoons in now, so
yeah. It's raining. Okay. Yeah. All right, yes. We'll stay safe in the monsoon season up there, Craig in Darwin. On the text line, Jim in Campbelltown, yes, you've got that correct. Harry in the Bay, yes, you are correct on the text line. Bruce, you are correct. BJ, coming back to the Jake Paul question, says, Jake Paul, but still didn't shut him up. Who was Jake Paul? Now, he was a YouTuber, as mentioned in the question, and his rise to fame began with Vine and Disney, leading to a successful YouTube career and now boxing journey. Whether that's going to be successful or not is yet to be desired. I reckon I've got time for a couple more calls if you'd like to play. Now, the question currently is, the USA has the most Olympic gold medals in boxing. Which Caribbean country has the second most? Alex, hello.
Oh, hi. I'm glad you didn't ask me the last one. I would have said Muhammad Ali.
No, he was not a YouTuber. Okay, what's your guess?
It's Cuba.
It is Cuba.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to make this is going to be the last question, okay? This is the last question in the quiz.
I'm shooting the black ball in.
Okay. All right. That's right, Alex, if you get it in. Okay, which misogynist right-wing influencer was beaten by Chase D'Amore in an exhibition match last weekend?
I thought all boxers were misogynist, but I don't know.
No, I think there might be some lovely ones.
I'm going to say, and it happened recently, did it?
Yes, that was actually last weekend. Social media went crazy about it because he's not very well-liked. Which misogynist right-wing influencer was beaten by Chase D'Amore in an exhibition match last weekend?
I'm gonna hit myself because it's on the tip of my tongue, but no, I'm not good for it.
Oh, you don't have it, Alex. Thank you so much for playing, though. Yeah. Let's head to South Australia. Christian, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you need the question again?
Yeah, please, if you could.
Okay, which misogynist right-wing influencer was beaten by Chase D'Amore in an exhibition match last weekend?
Jake Paul?
No, Jake Paul was the YouTuber who got knocked out a couple of questions ago. But thank you so much for playing, Christian. Richard in Wollongong, hello.
Yeah, how are you going?
Very well. Do you know the answer to this question?
Oh, sorry, did you hear the question?
Okay, which misogynist right-wing influencer was beaten by Chase D'Amore in an exhibition match last weekend?
Andrew Tate. Yes, yes.
Richard from Wollongong.
Oh, how fantastic.
You are tonight's winner of the Mighty Challenge. Well done, well done.
Christmas keeps on giving, fantastic.
Well done, and thank you so much for playing tonight. Richard, you hold the line, and I'll put you back through to my producer extraordinaire, Soph. Let's get into a song right now for Gaylene from Bothwell. It's her 70th birthday today.
Or in peace, our heart will sing. Thanks to my
This particular song is going out to Gaylene from Bothwell. And all these beautiful text messages coming in. Many happy returns, Gaylene. That's from Latif. Happy birthday from Krista. I think we should change it from St. Stephen's Day to St. Gaylene's Day. That's from Harry in the Bay. Hi, Mel. Wishing Gaylene a very happy birthday from a fellow nightlifer and many healthy and happy returns to her as well. That's from Mary from Lilyfield. Great listening tonight. Hi, I'd like to send Gaylene birthday wishes to her on her very special 70th birthday today. Tell her I hope she enjoys the day and to keep warm from Pam in Swan Hill. Morning, Mel. Happy birthday, Gaylene. Lynn, the Queenslander. A very happy birthday to you, Gaylene. Have a lovely day. That's from Rosa down on the corner. Gaylene from Bothwell. You are a loved part of the nightlife family. That is, of course, Stevie Wonder's rendition of Happy Birthday going out to Gaylene from Bothwell and Liz from Ballarat. One last birthday message for you, Gaylene. A big happy birthday to you, Gaylene. Have listened to you on radio for years and feel like I know you. May there be many, many more. Liz from Ballarat, thank you so much. And thank you to all of you for playing the quiz tonight and for sending in your wonderful birthday messages to Gaylene.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.